Listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to have you with us today on this Columbus Day. And somebody out there said, who's Columbus? Well, I think I'll enlighten you a little bit. Maybe we've forgotten, you know. In our government school system today, folks, and for the last 30 years, our government school system has denigrated our founding fathers and all of those that were important people in American history. And they teach world history and all about the world government system that's going to be a utopian world government system. But they stay pretty much away from American history today. If they talk about it at all, which they must a little bit, they do denigrate all those great leaders of America as evil in so many ways. I've heard everything about Washington and Jefferson being molesters of children and having intercourse with their slaves and having babies out of wedlock and all this stuff. And, of course, if you understand why that's done today and why it's been done for the last 30 years, and it's easy to understand why it's done, because it's written in Communist Rules for Revolution. And that is, you go into a nation that you want to take over and you do all kinds of evil things, but one of those things is you denigrate the leaders of the great nation and make the people hate their leaders that founded the nation. So that's exactly where that's coming out of. And so anyway, I just thought I'd take a few minutes today, folks, here on the Officer Jack McLam program, tell you a little bit about this guy, Christopher Columbus. He was an Italian born in Genoa, and he was born to a wool merchant. He didn't seem to have much of a future. From what we understand, he worked for his father for a short bit of time, but he nurtured a great ambition in his heart that was relatively popular at the time in Italy and in Europe. This ambition was to travel the seas of the world and also find a better route to the East Indies. This would make a lot of money for the family, too, because Europe had Asia fever at the time, which isn't a disease as we know today, but rather a desire to obtain the many unique goods and spices that were readily available in Asia, but not in Europe. We'll be right back with the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll tell you a little bit about Chris Columbus. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. It's that old cop Jack McLam retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. And I just found my list here because I got to talking about this and thinking about it. Yes, if you send your kids to the government brain laundry today or for the last 30 years, especially the last 20 years, they've heard nothing but disgraceful things about the founding fathers in this nation, and the same about Christopher Columbus, because I've heard many of those things myself. As a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, I was the number one officer to work in the school system there in South Phoenix, the high crime area, black and Latino schools. And my goodness gracious, the things I heard taught to the children about our founding fathers, Christopher Columbus, I can't even repeat on the radio today. Absolutely evil, evil textbooks used, and textbooks based on Marxism and communism to destroy our leaders. And before I go on with Christopher Columbus here, let me just share with you here, the communist rules for revolution were captured in Dusseldorf, Germany, May 1990 by Allied forces, and we want to thank the state attorney general. They call it the Florida state attorney there in Florida, George A. Brodigan, for bringing this forward and showing that this material that was captured in Dusseldorf, Germany, is a system being used in America today. and he received it from a known member of the Communist Party at that time. And this communist strategy is still used in America today to destroy our society. And we look on here, and number seven is to destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt, ridicule, and disgrace. And certainly you know, if you've talked to your children any that are going through the government brain laundry, turning them into good little world citizens, atheist world citizens, by the way, that this is the kind of thing they're learning. But anyway, back to good old Christopher Columbus here, good old Italian boy, had a dream. And by the way, you say, well, what difference does this make, McLam? What's the big deal? Why talk about Christopher Columbus on Columbus Day? Well, I just think it's interesting to know a little bit of our history, folks, and that wouldn't you know that things would be a little bit different here in the USA, in the Americas, if it wasn't for Christopher Columbus. But anyway, he had this ambition and dream, as young boys do, to travel the seas. And he put up his reason for wanting to travel the seas, very wise of him, is to find a better route to East Indies. He wanted to go out and have a lot of fun. But the Italian government and most of Europe had Asian fever at the time. They wanted those unique goods and spices that were readily available in Asia but not in Europe. So they wanted to find a better route to the East Indies. Well, prospects looked grim for Christopher. This wool merchant's son displayed an almost all-American spirit, doggedly pursuing his goal of finding a better route to Asia. During the years 1477 and 1482, Columbus embarked on a series of travels that took him to places as far away as Iceland and New Guinea, evidently it is here, which he thought was ample preparation for his desired trip to find the East Indies route. However, after proposing his enterprise of the Indies idea to King John of Portugal, in 1484, Columbus was dealt a terrible blow. His idea was rejected. After some years of tweaking and regaining his confidence, he then pitched the same plan to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. You know what happened then. Columbus was overjoyed to learn that his idea was going to be accepted. Throwing his complete effort into preparing for this grand voyage, Columbus eventually assembled a motley crew of 90 to find a better route to the East Indies. In some ways, Christopher Columbus completely failed to reach his dream, as you know. He didn't find a quicker route to the East Indies, but he managed to get pretty good compensation out of his travels. He became the first known European settler to land in the area that is now known as America. On October 12, 1492, Columbus reached what he thought was the East Indies. No. He soon learned that he found something totally different, an area of the world that nobody knew existed that became quickly known as the New World. As a result, Christopher Columbus is often cited for discovering America. Although it's impossible to discover a part of the world that's already inhabited by a large population, Columbus did play a major role in the development of what became this nation of ours. Although Columbus' discovery did have some negative impact and effect on the inhabitants of this nation, in these newly developed or discovered lands, people are content with forgetting Columbus's controversial achievements just to have a day off called Columbus Day today. To celebrate his efforts, however, Columbus Day takes place on the second Monday in October today. Early American settlers had been celebrating Columbus Day for decades before it became a national holiday on October 12, 1866. The Italian population of New York organized the first celebration of the discovery of America. 1892, President Benjamin Harrison made a commemorative proclamation of Columbus Day. to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Columbus's voyage to America. However, the main group responsible for the observation of Columbus Day we have today was the state of, where do you guess it is, folks? Colorado, of all places, who in 1905 became the first state to observe Columbus Day. Since 1920, Columbus Day has been celebrated annually, and it continues to be one of the country's popular holidays. A day to look back in America's glorious history, yes. Columbus Day is a day for kids to learn a little bit more about their country, which they're probably not learning from the schools. For adults, it's a day to sit back and just take it easy and relax. This welcome public holiday in October continues to be an institution and serves as a reminder that dreams do come true, folks, except for Christopher Columbus, who never did find a shortcut to the East Indies. Okay. A little bit about history here in the USA, folks. Now let's get into some serious talk today. Yeah, serious talk. Cheney has once again is warning of decades of war before us, decades of war before us. Had to go to the BBC for this news, as we always have to go out of the country, it seems like, for most of our news of what's happening in America, because our controlled news here won't tell us about these things. But we want to thank Jonathan Beale of the BBC News, British Broadcasting Company News headquarters, for giving us this report. U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney has said that the U.S. must prepare to fight the war on terror for decades. Addressing U.S. military personnel, he said that the only way terrorists would win was if the U.S. lost its nerve and abandoned Iraq and the Middle East. Mr. Cheney is the latest senior member of the U.S. administration trying to bolster support for the war in Iraq. On Thursday, President George W. Bush once again addressed the issue in a major speech in Washington. The situation in Iraq remains the Bush administration's greatest challenge, and all its senior figures have been brought out once again to defend the policy as public support for the war continues to slide. Mr. Cheney said that the threat of terrorism would be removed as people in Iraq and the wider Middle East took control of their own lives. Yes, and we can see that happening as we invade these companies and countries and set up a puppet government so they can control their own lives. Oh, yes. But he added in the direct appeal to the American people that, like other great duties in history, it would require decades and decades of patient effort and the loss of lives of our brothers and sisters in uniform. The vice president insisted that progress is being made in training up Iraqi's own security forces, though he did not indicate how long U.S. forces would remain. Folks, as you know, the listeners to this program and to Republic Broadcasting Network, we're never leaving. We're there for Israel's benefit and to take the oil from these people, and we're not leaving. UN troops will come in at the permanent military bases we're setting up there right now and relieve some of us to go off to Iran and Syria and take over those nations and turn the land over to Israel and take the oil. But we're not leaving. That's why he didn't mention how long U.S. forces would remain. President Bush has promised that America will stay on the offensive to prevent insurgents from disrupting next week's referendum on Iraq's new constitution. But as the number of U.S. military personnel killed rises towards 2,000, which is a phony number, folks, many more than that have been killed, the grumbling among the citizens are getting louder and louder. In a letter to President Bush, Democratic senators have warned that continuing on the same path in Iraq could lead to full-blown civil war. Okay, well, we'll be right back, and we'll get into some more of this. God told me to invade Iraq, Bush tells Palestinian ministers. I'll tell you about God talking to Bush when we get back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA weather service reception and channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power. A solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal hydride batteries, or it will run on three standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com.
Oh my goodness, God is talking to Bush. Yeah, he's talking to Bush, just like our ministers that lead us astray in the Christian churches tell us that they talked to God last night and then they preach things that aren't true out of the Holy Scriptures. You'd think God would let them know when they were off base. But anyway, here we have BBC again in the UK, United Kingdom, says it's too bad we can't read these things here in our own in our own newspapers, folks. But they don't want to put this out here in the United States for good reasons. President George W. Bush told Palestinian ministers that God had told him to invade Afghanistan and Iraq and create a Palestinian state. A new BBC series reveals an exclusive piece, Israel and the Arabs, a three-part series on BBC Two at 9 p.m. on Monday, 10th, Monday, October 24th, these things are going to take place. Abu Mazen, Palestinian Prime Minister, and Nabil Shot. I guess it is. His foreign minister described their first meeting with Bush, President Bush, in June 2003. Nabil Shot says, and he is the foreign minister of the Palestinians, President Bush said to all of us, I'm driven with a mission from God. God would tell me, George, go and fight those evil terrorists in Afghanistan. And I did. And then God would tell me, George, go and end the tyranny in Iraq. And I did. And now again, I feel God's word's coming to me. It's coming. I hear it. Hand me the envelope, please. Ah, it says, go get those Palestinians their state and get the Israelis their security and get peace in the Middle East. And by God, I'm going to do it, says our Christian President Bush. Abu Mazen, let's see, that's the Palestinian prime minister, was at the same meeting and recounts how President Bush told him, I have a moral and religious obligation, so I will get you a Palestinian state. The series coming up charts the attempts to bring peace in the Middle East from President Bill Clinton's peace talks in 1999 to Israel's withdrawal from Gaza last August. Norma Piercy, series producer of the 50 Years War, returns and to tell the inside story of another 7 years of crisis. Presidents and prime ministers, their generals and ministers tell what happened behind closed doors at peace talks that fail and the intifada exploding. Well, that's what we're hearing, or what we could hear if we were in the United Kingdom, folks, but we don't hear it here. Sorry about that. What do you think about this? What do you think about Bush hearing from God all the time? You know, we see the list given to us. We actually have the list that was given to Bush by Sharon and the neocons that control our State Department and our foreign policy in the White House. And the list is not from God, but from Israel, that Bush is supposed to go in and knock off Iraq first and then go in and take out Syria and get that pipeline, oil pipeline, over to Israel and then take out Iran and go on then to Lebanon and on and on and on and take over the whole Middle East for Israel. And so I just don't know. I guess God told him the same thing, according to what he's saying here. And so now he's going to get peace for the Palestinians. Well, very interesting. Sharon's plan is greater Israel, as you know, folks, which means the atheist Zionist, the evil atheist Zionist international crime lords that control Israel, just like the international crime lords that control America here in Britain, over at the UK, are working to capture all that oil over there, take all their natural resources, put in these puppet governments, and give all the land over to Israel. So how can Bush, when he's working off the plans of Sharon, it was given to him by the international crime families that control Israel, and he's working the plan up and down, we're going into Syria next in Iran, how can he be telling the Palestinians the truth when he says he's going to give them a Palestinian state when Sharon has no plans on doing that? So, interesting, isn't it, folks? Well, it's nice to have a president that's hearing from God all the time, isn't it? Yes, it sure is. Well, I want to take you to Andy Rooney here for a minute. That's a USA guy, okay? It's a man from the United States here. I don't know how American he is, Andy Rooney, but anyway, some of you probably like him. But sometimes he puts out a lot of truth. Not very often, but every once in a while, and he did here recently when he said Ike Eisenhower was right about the war machine. He says no other country spends the kind of money we spend on our military. Last year, Japan spent $42 billion on their military. Italy spent $28 billion. Russia spent $19 billion. And the United States spent $455 billion and growing. We'll be right back with Andy Rooney and him talking about what's going on in Iraq over there. You'll find it very interesting. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
By the way, folks, you heard about Bush going to veto the, what do they call it, the anti-torture bill that's being passed into law by the Senate. And boy, he's got a revolt going on, let me tell you. The traitor, Senator Traitor of the Vietnam, our Vietnam veterans, old John McCain put this thing in. And it's a pretty good bill. It's a pretty good bill. And most of the Republican senators even are supporting it. And Bush says he's going to veto it. Okay, he needs that torture. You know, he needs to be able to send in all these different intelligence agencies to torture these people, or have these lowly little privates and little sergeants torturing people so that they can have feasible deniability up top. You know, oh, we didn't know about it. They were just having fun. They were just letting off steam, as that talking head on, what's his name, Rush Limbaugh says. Oh, they were just having fun. But anyway, Bush is vetoing. He says he's going to veto the anti-torture law, and that's going to make him real popular. But let's go back to Andy Rooney here. He's got some good points here. He says, and this is true, folks. Have you ever sat down, as my college professor told me, he told our class that most people can't even comprehend what $1 billion is. It's so big. I mean, it is huge, $1 billion. And a trillion's off the scale. We can't even, our brains won't even comprehend what $1 trillion is. But he says here, I'm not really clear just how much money $1 billion is. But the United States, our United States, is spending $5.6 billion a month fighting this war in Iraq that we never should have gotten into. We still have 139,000 soldiers in Iraq today. Almost 2,000 Americans have died there. And for what? Now we have the hurricanes to pay for. One way our government pays for a lot of things is to borrow the money from countries like China. Can you imagine, folks, Red China, who said they're going to destroy us? And they could very well. Another way the government is planning to pay for the war and hurricane damage is by cutting spending on things like Medicare prescriptions, highway construction, veterans benefits, farm payments, Amtrak, National Public Radio, and loans to graduate students. He says, Americans, do these things sound like things you want to cut back on to pay for freedom in Iraq? I'll tell you what we ought to start saving on, he says, is our bloated military establishment. We're paying for weapons we'll never use, he says. No other country spends the kind of money we spend on our military. Last year, Japan spent $42 billion, as I said, Italy $28 billion, Russia spent $19 billion, and the United States last year alone spent $455 billion on our military budget. We have 8,000 tanks, for example. One Abrams tank costs 150 times as much as a Ford station wagon today. We have more than 10,000 nuclear weapons, enough to destroy all of mankind. And that's true, folks, 10,000 nuclear weapons. My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. He says we're spending $200 million a year in bullets alone. That's a lot of target practice. We have, now listen to this, this is really something, folks, and I don't know if his figures are accurate, but if they are, we've got a problem. We have 1,155,000 enlisted men and women in the military and 225,000 officers. That's one officer to tell every five enlisted soldier what to do. We have 40,000 colonels alone and 870 generals. We had a great commander in World War II. I disagree with him on this. He says Dwight Eisenhower. He became president, and on leaving the White House in 1961, he said this: "We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sound or unsound, whether sought or unsought." By the military-industrial complex, the potential for a disastrous rise of unplaced or misplaced power exists and will persist. Well, Ike was right. That's just what's happened. Andy Rooney and a good bit of information there. Don't know how much he's accurate, but he probably got this from government statistics, so it probably is pretty well right on. Well, we have a caller on the phone. Let's go to our dear brother Jeff in Massachusetts, and we'll open the phone lines up now, folks, if you'd like. Before you come on, let me just give out this number. If you'd like to call in, folks, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay, Jeff, welcome to the program, my brother.
Ah, yes, Jack. Jack, I like history myself.
Yeah.
And you know what? History, here's the sick part. History isn't even a required course in schools anymore.
Amazing.
I have a friend of mine who's going to college. I'm a good friend of mine. I was looking at his textbook. I mean, I nearly had a stroke. I mean, this book was lionizing Fidel Castro. I think it was Fidel Castro and... who's the second in command? For some reason, it's blanking out of my mind. The other communist nitwit.
Probably Bill Clinton.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll think of it while I'm talking. But basically, it's like these books lionize communism and condemn Nazism. And here's what I'm saying. I've noticed a trend in that on documentaries. Where they lionize communism and condemn Nazism. And you know what I say?
Uh-huh.
Nazism is wicked, yes. Nazism is foul, yes, but communism is far worse.
Amen.
And both isms is worse. I mean, more Jews have gotten killed under communism than they have under Nazism.
More everybody. About 100 million Christians were killed by the communists over in during the Bolshevik Revolution in the next 20 years, too.
Of course. But the reason why I mentioned Jews is because that's the main talking point of a lot of these liberals. They like to talk about the Jewish people.
Yeah, the Nazis killed so many Jews, right.
That's the talk, Jews and homosexuals.
Yeah.
And yes, I believe the Nazis killed 6 million. That's a true statement. But the communists killed more. And they killed even more Christians than that. So at the end of the day, what you have is you have propaganda that if our youth knew about Operation Keelhaul, if our youth knew about all these foul communist operations, our youth would spit it right out. They would make Joseph McCarthy look like Ted Kennedy.
That's why they'll never know about it. That's why they're not going to tell them.
They will make the John Birchers look like the ACLU.
Right.
I mean,
that's
how people would hate communism. But you see, all this stuff has been blanked out. It's almost like the communists have taken over.
Well, I think you've heard my program enough to tell it straight out here. We have people like one of the top members of the FBI, Dr. Cleon Skousen, a tremendous historian, and he's put out those 45 planks of the Communist Manifesto to take over a free nation. And, brother, we've almost fulfilled, I think, 98% of those 45 rules for taking over a free nation we have here in America today. And so if you're building a house, you certainly do, and you use the planks to build a house, you don't come out with a boat or a plane. You know,
right.
You come out with a house. So I think we're under a communist system. It's just a system where the people are not allowed to know they're under a communist system. So they're allowed to go vote for Huey, Dewey, or Louie that are picked by these international communists for our nation, and they're allowed to have some semblance of free speech, only they better watch out what they say.
Exactly.
And so, brother, I think you're right on target. Yeah.
Well Jack, let me hit another one on target. I think the communists are sitting there in smoke-filled rooms, and they're saying, no, not yet, Ivan. No, not yet. The American people would revolt if they know about it now. Okay, now we have a terrorist attack. Now it's time to act like Fidel Castro.
That's right. And
the people will love it.
The people will love it because we're protecting them.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Remember, Fidel Castro, when he got into power, he said, I have always been a communist. I've been a communist since my youth.
And put him in power, too.
And before that, Fidel Castro said, no, I'm not a communist. And you know what? They made a movie about his second in command. For some weird reason, I'm forgetting the name, but I'll probably remember it when I get off the phone.
Okay.
But that's Che Guevara.
Che Guevara, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This book was
so
making
it wasn't Bill Clinton, yes. Uh-huh.
This book is making Che Guevara look like Saint Guevara. And you know what? This war in Iraq, all that we have in this country is factions of communism. You got the Trotskyites and you got the Bolsheviks, Democrats and Republicans. And I was thinking about this before I get off the phone, which is we have been so conditioned like rats in a maze that they have experiments where the rat pulls a lever and one lever he gets cocaine,
sure.
Another level he gets food and water, another lever he gets a shock. Well, guess what? Pull the lever for the Democrats, you get your fix.
Okay, brother. Hey, Jeff, we've got a full board of calls today, and so thank you for calling in, and you make a lot of good sense as usual. Okay, Jeff? Okay, thanks a lot. Paul, who's on the phone? Troy in New York. Troy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I wonder if the folks would like to hear a short poem on Columbus.
Okay, go right ahead.
By Jock and Miller. The thought of it is, he's persevering in his belief that there's a world, a new world, and that the world is not over there, and that the world is not flat. But his crew are of the old belief that the world is flat, and they're going to fall off it if they keep going on this course. And the mate, the mate is the intermediary between the captain and the crew, and the mate keeps saying, you know, come on, we got to turn around, and the captain keeps saying no. So here it is, Columbus by Joaquin Miller. Behind him lay the gray Azores, behind the gates of Hercules. Before him not the ghost of shores, before him only shoreless seas. The good mate said, now must we pray, for lo, the very stars are gone. Brave Admiral, speak, what shall I say? Why say, sail on and on. My men grow mutinous day by day. My men grow ghastly, wan, and weak. The stout mate thought of home. A spray of salt wave washed his swarthy cheek. What shall I say, brave admiral, say, if we sight not but seas at dawn? Why, you shall say at break of day, sail on, sail on, sail on, and on. They sailed and sailed as winds might blow, until at last the blanched mate said, why now, not even God would know, should I and all my men fall dead. These very winds forget their way, for God from these dread seas is gone. Now speak, brave admiral, speak and say. He said, sail on and on. They sailed, then spake the mate. This mad sea shows his teeth tonight. He curls his lip, he lies in wait with lifted teeth as if to bite. Brave admiral, say but one good word. What shall we do when hope is gone? The words leapt like a leaping sword. Sail on. Sail on, sail on and on. Then pale and worn he kept his deck and peered through darkness, ah, that night of all dark nights, and then a speck, a light, a light, a light. It grew, a starlit flag unfurled. It grew to be time's burst of dawn. He gained a world, he gave that world its grandest lesson. On, sail on. Yeah, Columbus by Joaquin Miller. And if I may just make one other point about our blasphemous president, because I do think he's lying when he says he's talking to God and that God has told him to do all of these
things. Yes, it could be another God he's talking to, though, right? Okay.
His saying to the world, the whole world has a choice to make, all the nations, either you are with us or with the terrorists.
That's right.
And, you know, that comes from this presidential American tyrant piously claims to read the Bible every day for instruction and inspiration, and I don't doubt it, for I have heard this saying of his before. It is to be found in Matthew 20:30. Thus, he that is not with me is against me.
Uh-huh.
He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. And that's Jesus talking. And so the American president has plainly put himself in the place of Jesus the Christ. But the American president is not the Christ. Therefore, he is Antichrist. Presumptuous, arrogant, and blasphemous.
Very good, Troy. Well, listen, thank you so much for that, brother. Appreciate it.
One last thing. This is part of the political problem. And it's, are you still there?
I'm here, but we're in. We got a full board of calls.
Okay. It's part of the political problem, and it is to be found in not House of Troy, but thehouseoftroy.com.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Jack.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Troy. Houseoftroy.com. I'll try that again. I tried it before and didn't get it, so we'll try it. Okay, John in Florida. Welcome to the program, John.
Good evening, Jack. Pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, good to have you on.
Hey, listen, many years ago, I took a degree in behavioral science. I was interested in becoming a head shrinker once upon a time in my younger days, right?
Yeah.
In the early 1970s, I was employed, I say again, I was employed, okay, in the largest psychiatric hospital in the world at that time, Kings Park on Long Island in New York. I encountered a lot of patients who had direct communication with God in that facility.
Yes.
And I think you may have seen a few in your time with the PD also.
Right.
I've done some law enforcement work myself, and I must tell you, to digress a little bit to tie into what you were saying, I have been a civil servant at both the federal, at the county, and the state level, and I found that I never fit in very good. Most of my income has been derived, though, through the private sector. Total, maybe, civil service time, excluding the military, was a decade. Total military time, both active and reserve, was also a decade. Plus, after high school, I did a year as a cadet at an academy and hitchhiked home, hit by an automobile. So for a number of years, I was medically exempt before doing my time.
I see.
With a volunteer unit. Anyway, you know, I got to say, from what I saw of the military, and I'm probably going to offend a lot of people, and I don't mean to hurt your feelings or your wife's, who put a lot of time in uniform, and you've been there. We all, you know, as a younger person, I had, you know, certain, let's say, idealized concepts of what the military was all about. And as I said, I did do a number of years active time and a number of years in an active reserve unit. As a matter of fact, it was part of the 800th MP Brigade, the very one that's been in trouble over in Iraq in recent times, all right?
Sure.
Really found it to be a disappointment and, like, you know, full of what I would consider total losers compared to the private sector. I mean, people that were really welfare-minded people.
Yeah. Well, listen, John, call me back sometime and talk more about it, because that's an interesting subject, and there's probably a lot of things we'd agree with you on. I've got to get to other calls, so thank you, John. Talk to you later. Be right back, folks.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Here, because we only have a couple minutes left, I want to just say to John that I've worked for 35 years, I would say, with military and law enforcement, and most of them aren't losers. They're not total losers, like you say, John. I disagree with you on that. But they have different reasons for joining police departments and the military. The government likes the lower middle class people and the poor people, which want to bring themselves up in life, but what I've found in my 24 years of working directly with them through our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter is that the vast majority took the job as a military man or a police for the right reasons. They want to serve and protect the people, defend the Constitution, but they just don't know how they're brainwashed. I didn't know how I was. They turn out to be serving and defending these international thieves and criminals without their knowledge, unwittingly. So, anyway, John, call back in. Like to hear more what you have to say about it. Let's go now to Rick in California. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Yes, welcome.
I want to thank you for producing that excellent excellent book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000. A few years ago, we bought a case of them and sold a few and gave out some to active duty police officers.
Well, fantastic, Rick. Thank you.
I would like to point out that, in my opinion, you're being harsh on President Bush, unduly so.
Unduly.
Before going to Iraq, he did get the approval of Congress and the Senate, so each one of those people that voted for the war in Iraq should be the targets rather than the president himself. Also, there has been no new gun laws under President Bush, and actually that ridiculous Clinton gun bill went away. There has been no reign of terror, and you participated in Clinton's reign of terror, and you probably prayed plenty up in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, with Clinton's reign of terror.
Well, I was there at Ruby Ridge, that's
bet
for
you
sure.
Were. Yeah, you put your wife on the line there for that man, and for that man, after
his
wife was shot down by a federal agency out of control.
Do you know all the bad things this president's been involved in, or do you not know all the bad things he's been involved in?
I know a lot of good things that I can prove he's been involved in. I don't know any bad things that he's been involved in. No.
My goodness gracious, Rick, you need to read our publications we put out here, brother. Because we're not biased against Republican socialists or Democratic socialists. We just don't like these totalitarians anyway, whatever flavor they are. But Rick, appreciate your input, and hope you'll read some of our Aid and Abet Police Military publications, because we try to be fair in there and unbiased against all these totalitarians, including the Bush crime family. Thanks, Rick, for calling in. Call back again, if you will. Let's go to Drew in Little Rock. Brother Drew, how are you?
Yeah, no, I'm wrapping up the show, and I really appreciate your time. But a few weeks ago, you mentioned the fact that police officers aren't obligated to respond to the public when they call for help.
That's
and
right.
I actually found the court cases from the federal courts in Washington, D.C., that case is cited as Warren versus District of Columbia, 444 Atlantic 2nd, 1, decided December the 21st of 1981. The other case was Good Days from 1919, and that case is the Creek Indian Nation against the United States in Turner versus USA. I just wanted to get that information in there. I had a whole lot more I wanted to talk about, and I'm sorry I called in late. God bless
brother.
You.
Yeah, call back earlier, and we'll get into some more of this. Good information, Drew. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, brother. Yeah, folks, very interesting. That's right. We need to talk more about these things. I want to thank Jeff, Troy, John, Rick, Drew for calling in tonight, and hope they'll call back again. Very good comments. That's it for tonight, folks. Hope you have a great evening, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow when we'll have a guest. Lord bless you, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.